SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan with Mike Prada. I'm Scott Jackson, and wow, what a weekend we have ahead of us with the Redskins, the Capitals, 24-7 breakdown, and well, we'll have New Year's resolutions for everybody in town. But first, we have to start with the wackiness that is the Washington Redskins. Rex Grossman to start this week.
Ooh, man. It must be Donovan's cardiovascular endurance must not have been very good in the snow this week. That must have been what it was.
No doubt about it. But, man, this is amazing, especially coming off a game where he actually ran the two-minute drill. Game should probably have gone to overtime if you are a normal football team. The timing of it's interesting, but it did start to come out, really, when you think about it now, back on Sunday when the report came out from Jay Glazer that, you know, Donovan was going to be in a short leash. He performed well enough in that win, or the loss, rather, Sunday. And then the Tuesday story from Chris Mortensen, a lot of people locally, you know, pounced on that saying, no, that's not the case. And here we are, boom, going into the weekend, the news out that it is, in fact, going to be Rex Grossman. He'll be evaluated this weekend against the Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, you could argue even that this is something that's been a long time coming, you know, not even just this week. I mean, are we really, looking back at it, are we really that surprised that Donovan McNabb got replaced, you know, given the way that he's been treated by the team this year? I mean, the way that all the stuff that came out after the Detroit game, all these reports about his practice tempo and all this stuff, I guess we shouldn't be that surprised. I guess I just, you know, just you always hope that you have more faith in kind of the decision making of the people in charge.
Yeah, it is interesting. The people in charge, look, we've heard all the whispers since the offseason that has come out that, you know, Donovan McNabb didn't have the trust of Kyle Shanahan. They didn't take to his coaching well. There was a rift there. You don't have to be a body language expert to see these two guys don't seem to click when they're talking to one another on the sidelines either.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure. I will say this, though, and this is a bit of a devil's advocate argument. But you could argue that doing this is actually, maybe if not a good thing, then certainly a defensible thing. At least the action of benching McNabb for the last 3 weeks is a defensible thing. Not just because, I mean, Mike Shanahan's explained it as he wants to evaluate Rex Grossman, but it's really more that what this really signals is that Donovan McNabb really isn't a part of this team's future. And you could argue that given how much he's supposed to make on his next contract that they could get out of, given the state of this team, given the fact that this team probably doesn't need a guy like him, they need to kind of get younger and rebuild, you could argue, given all that, that this sign shows that they really don't want him going forward, and that may not be a bad thing. That may actually be a good thing.
Well, yeah, it may be a good thing, but the problem is you wasted two picks on him, and this was your decision. You can't blame this one on Vinny Serrato. You can't, you know, that's the thing. This is a decision that was made with eyes wide open for Mike Shanahan, we're led to believe, and Bruce Allen, and here you are after not even a full year saying, it was a mistake and it was a problem. I'm wondering, you know, and I guess we'll find out a little bit Sunday if Rex Grossman comes out and performs, and hey, maybe it is all on Donovan McNabb. But what if he stinks just like McNabb has throughout the year and is worse? Then do we start to say, you know what, it's a talent issue? Or do we have the real tough question for Mike Shanahan? Is this an issue with your son? Is he not the right guy for this job to work for his dad?
Well, that might be true. But I think that for a lot of residents, remember, you can't, to keep him at this point may compound the issue of the trade. The trade already happened. It's a sunk cost. It's kind
right.
of, you know, there's nothing you can do about the trade. Maybe the argument is that you kind of do this because you made the trade doesn't make sense to me. If you really don't think he's played well, you cut your losses. You just, the trade's a sunk cost. What I think this does show, whether Grossman plays well or not, it's really not necessarily about this. They're already out of the playoffs. They're not going to do anything this year. And they have a team that, with a lot of guys that may not be around past this year, this might be a move for the future. Now, I would argue that they should have just played out the season with McNabb, known that Rex Grossman's not going to be your answer, and then just cut bait after the year. But if, from a fan's perspective, you might think that if you're concerned that they're not going to do that, at least this tells you for sure that they are going to move forward. And the last three games of this year really don't matter that much, at least to the fans, not to the players.
Well,
that's
you're
another
throwing away
thing.
The Cowboys game, possibly. I think that does mean fans. The possibility of sweeping the Cowboys still holds a lot of equity with fans. As silly as that seems, because, again, draft position and all that stuff, you know, what's the difference between being, you know, 6-8 versus 5-9 at this point? I mean, who really cares, I guess you could say. But The fans do. And, you know, Mike Shanahan has not endeared himself with the legions of the fans so far with the way he's handled this thing. We thought the drama was gone when he came in, but there is more drama this year, I will contend, than there ever was in the 2 years with Jim Zorn, who was a clueless head coach.
Yeah.
And that's the embarrassing thing. And this is only – and hell, the season's not even over. Who knows who's next?
Yeah.
Who's the next guy that's going to get attacked?
Can't defend how Shanahan has handled this. Like I said, I would have played the season out and then cut bait. Because because what you've done now is that you've told the player you've really confused the players, and you can't cut all the players. A lot of the players are going to be back anyway. There's no reason to kind of do that. You know, it's not worth it. But again, I do think that the idea of cutting bait on Donovan McNabb at this point is not a bad one.
And here's the thing, though: have you just totally decreased his value because you've shown your hand? You've shown we don't like him. If you at least play out the season with the facade that, you know, hey. You put it aside, we believe in Donovan. But then behind the scenes, you know, find out what the value is for him in the offseason. Now this almost seems like it's a gonna-go situation no matter what. Then you're going to have to, you know, either take little to nothing or maybe just have to flat-out release him in order to get him out of here instead of trying to grab back some of those picks.
Who's going
to
trade for him anyway?
Like the Arizona Cardinals?
Do you think that they would actually – see, here's the thing. Like, why would they trade for him if it was not a secret that – the Redskins are not enthralled with Donovan McNabb. Why would they trade anything when they know that if the Redskins really are not thrilled with Donovan McNabb, they're just going to cut him?
Yeah, but he'd have other options. If you trade him somewhere, you control where he goes, whereas if he's released, then he can go wherever he wants. So if you're a team that thinks, oh, well, if he's in an open market situation and we can't, you know, somebody else is going to get him, you know, then you're gonna trade for it to make sure you get him. That's the thing, because let's face it, Arizona's not nearly as attractive of a place as it used to be now that we've seen what they look like without Kurt Warner. And granted, you know, if you put a competent quarterback under center with Larry Fitzgerald and a decent offensive line, you would think that would be certainly be an upgrade over what the Redskins have going on right here.
Yeah, I just don't think anyone's going to trade for him. I just don't think that the Redskins can.
Well, and again, we'll never find out now because they've totally cut the market off for him.
That's true, but
which they did with Albert Haynesworth as well. You know, I mean, although I guess they could still trade for him, but they're not going to get the fifth or the fourth or whatever it was Tennessee was going to give up beforehand.
That's true. I don't think teams are that stupid. I don't think that having him play and then putting up a charade about how you actually might be committing to him, I don't think teams are that stupid. Now, I'm not defending how this was handled.
Right.
I'm just saying I can understand the idea of, well, we should move on. You know, and it definitely sends a bad message the way it was kind of done. But I thought you had an interesting theory, you know, and it kind of supports this when it's out, I guess, now that Shanahan didn't tell Kyle that he was making this decision. And obviously Kyle Shanahan has been very bad this year. Do you had an interesting theory. You think this is Mike's way of saying,
well,
you know, put up or shut up, Kyle.
Right. Well, here's a possibility, okay? Maybe this is, okay, you wanted this all year. You're telling me McNabb's not the guy. We're going to call your bluff here, and we're going to play Rex Grossman. And against a good opponent, too. Let's face it, Dallas is playing well, although their defense has not been very good. And that's probably the thing that really fires up Donovan McNabb, because teams have beat them with the passing game this year a lot.
And Donovan has, too.
Yeah, and Donovan has owned the Cowboys in his career, which is also a slap in his face, too. But just a crazy off-the-wall conspiracy theory, and maybe hopeful on my part, because I think Kyle Shanahan's in over his head here. And you're going to have to get some baby quarterback because clearly he does not click with veterans from what we've seen here so far. Maybe the theory is here, Dad's throwing the son right here in the spotlight. Here you go. Here's what you wanted. Make good on it. Let's see what happens. And if it doesn't, then I think he needs to dial Al Groh up and figure out how that whole thing works. How do you fire your son?
You know, I actually don't think this is too wacky of a theory. Like, I actually think there's something to
it. It's pretty wacky, but look.
Well, maybe not like a put up or shut up, Kyle.
Thing to do, father and son working with one another in this type of spotlight. I don't know if this isn't Houston again. You know, the Texans, you know, how wonderful they were. They were led the league in offense. They never made the playoffs, but they were number one in offense, you know, passing offense, and have a lot of talent. But this is a completely different, you know, scene. You got your dad coming in here. Everybody thought we paid, almost $9 million a year, whatever it ended up being, $7 million a year, for Mike Shanahan to run the show, not for his kid to get, like, an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's what really drives Redskin fan crazy.
Yeah, and again, they should be most upset. I mean, I've been very disappointed by Kyle Shanahan, too.
Yes.
And that's why I do think, now maybe I'm being a little off, I do think that maybe he's not like this being like, Rex Grossman better be awesome or you're fired, but I think he is trying to show to Kyle that, listen, if this is how you feel, then we're going to kind of, you're going to be accountable for whatever, for your feeling. We're going to throw him out there, and you're going to be held accountable for, you know, what right. you've been saying all season. Now, maybe that doesn't result in a firing or anything like that, but I think it is kind of a gut check for Kyle. I think that there actually is something to that.
Yeah, I think it could be. It's a huge gut check, obviously, in the eyes of the fans, because if it doesn't work, we're all going to, and media, and say, told you so. Because, I mean, you can't find anybody without the last name Grossman or Shanahan that thinks this is a good decision, you know, to play him, or that he's a better option. Certainly, the one theory you throw out there, the one argument for it, is to evaluate, and because, you know, the McNabb thing's not going to happen or in right. the future, you might as well, you know, cut ties now and move forward. But I don't think there's anybody that really, really thinks deep down that, you know, Rex Grossman is the solution down the road and is the best alternative for them to win.
I think you're right. I mean, there's no way. How can you? The other thing is that Rex is not a young guy. This is
no,
not,
he's not. Rex
has been in this league for a long time. We know what Rex Grossman can do. Whether he's done it in a system that was good for him or not, it's not going to fundamentally change him.
It's Todd. He's Todd Collins. I mean, he might be able to come in.
He's not. I don't think he's as good as Todd Collins.
Well, maybe not. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? It's a similar situation to me, though. I mean, I think he's got more physical tools than Todd Collins. Todd Collins can't throw the ball. You know, can't throw a 20-yard out without it, you know, getting picked off, as we saw this year with Chicago. So, I mean, I think Grossman does have an arm. His decision-making has been suspect at best, whereas Collins had really good decision-making. He just didn't have the physical tools.
Right.
And that's the thing that, you know, is kind of the catch-22 with guys, and that's usually why they're backups. Because either the physical tools and you're a starter, or you don't have the mental capacity, so you're on the bench, or and if, you know, you have to have one or the other, or both, to be you know, a starter in the NFL usually. And I'm not here saying he's played well this year. He hasn't even been close to as good as we thought he could be, but they have not helped him either. Their offensive line's been shaky at best throughout the season. The running game has been hit or miss and sometimes just forgotten about in games too.
Yeah, the whole thing just – I don't think it's been well handled at all. I do think maybe it's time to cut bait. The part that kind of cracks me up a little bit is that if this is really about evaluating a guy – why not just throw John Beck out there?
Right.
We don't know what John Beck can do. John Beck might be the best quarterback in the history of the game. He might have that talent lurking inside of him, but we have no idea. Rex Grossman, we know what Rex Grossman can do. I mean, and also, if you're going to evaluate kind of quarterback, you should evaluate some of the other positions on the roster. I don't know why Terrence Austin wasn't active last week.
Yeah, that's an interesting one as well.
Like, you don't mess around with quarterbacks. You don't mess around with the quarterback position. You pick a guy and you have your team rally around him. You don't mess around and keep switching them. I just don't think that can work long term as a football strategy.
Well, SB Nation Radio, Scott Jackson, Mike Prada with you. Certainly, we know people on the website have been a little freaked out on SB Nation DC about the Capitals play of late. We're pretty excited about 24/7, and we're going to get to that coming up. Japers Rink's going to be with us about the feelings after one episode of 24/7. And more importantly, can this team get back in the win column and playing the way everybody knows they can? And still to come, to New Year's resolution for your favorite franchises in town. We'll get to it. It's SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prater here on 106.7 The Fan.